grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
That's right. Chris Fowley's in the house as per.
Good afternoon.
And we've replaced Johnny with Patrick Gower.
No one can do that, man.
Good on you. How's it going, mate?
Yeah, really, really good, guys. I wish I was up there with you so that we can 420.
Yeah, I feel
well. Or talk 420. But, you know, 436 is okay to 420, isn't it? You know?
If you're about that life, it's always 420, mate. No stress.
Yeah, well, you know, someone's actually got to do it, you know, like, you know, Hungary's here, you're there, and, you know, I had to mark the occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
No, apologies for my tardiness.
Is it harvest day? Is that what delayed you getting 420?
It is, to be honest. Yeah, we've been harvesting a crop in the lab. And,
it's so crazy.
Yeah, it has been a crazy day, to be honest. And putting some in the freeze dryer and all sorts of other equipment.
Science.
So,
Science weed.
Yeah. And cannabis
It's awesome. It's actually awesome, Chris, just to hear you talk like that, because I know what it means to you to be able to do it, you know, and it's just great to hear those words coming out of your mouth.
Oh, cheers, right, Patty. Yeah, sometimes I mean, I do. I think the same, and I guess have to pinch myself.
I guess
and,
with this referendum, the cannabis is kind of coming into a more of a science realm for everyone, where we can really figure out what this plant can really do when we sort of legalize it, you know, can really investigate it.
Yeah, and... you know, as everybody knows, I'm not going to be telling anybody anything new on here. You know, the prohibition just shut down all of the fucking science that we actually need for all those years, you know. We should have the body of science now, you know. Like it annoys me to hear you talk like that, because why are we doing the science now when we should have been doing the science for 60 years and have it in front of us right now? But yeah, that's where we're at, you know. We can't turn back time.
Yep, absolutely. And yeah, it has been a super struggle, you know, under the old rules here, you know, just trying to get even just basic things going. It's just been incredible the hurdles we've had to go through to get the anything going. And it really, you know, when the medical cannabis regime kicked in April 1st, it was like a, you know, light years ahead. It really was a big leap forward in terms of how they were dealing with it. But still, very, very difficult. And, you know, increasingly, you know, I just think we need this referendum to pass, if only for the science and the medicinal aspect, because it is still really held back.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? The referendum will enable a quantum leap, you know, because medical, you know, Chris, you'll be able to tell us, you know, we'll be here for 24 hours as you tell us the kind of hoops you're jumping through to do medical. But with recreational, when a lot of that stuff went out to have to get the pharmaceutical grade and you're actually able to just treat it like a food product. And let's face it, it is just like a food product. You know, it's great that we've got high standards for medicine, but, you know, if we go to rec, it will be treated like a food product and life's going to be a whole lot easier for everyone.
Yeah, it's just more talent to figure out what to do with the stuff as well. Everybody can sort of figure out what they like and investigate, you know, without fear of prosecution. So, what's that now, Patty? We do have you sort of, there is a slight agenda here. You've got a third edition of your documentary coming up for everyone to scope out.
Yeah, so we've finished it. I've just watched it, the final version. It's looking good. I'm really happy. It's coming out on Monday night at 8:30 on TV3, which is going to be awesome. And what it basically is you know, last year I came in and saw you just before the first two episodes. This is in episode three. And what we've gone and done is episodes one and two were made before we knew what the government draft bill was, okay? So we'd been off and done it and then, you know, made it, and then the government's bill came out and we could see what the plan is, you know, what people are voting on, what the market will look like, and we've been able to go out and try and test some of those ideas and try and inform people on what the market would look like and just have a look at, you know, what the government's plan is. So it's made a really good part three. And, you know, coming out on Monday night as we get close to that referendum, you know, it's good timing for people to get around and learn more about what they're voting on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've actually just had someone text in kind of like a situation that probably a few people are in. They're saying, my brother smoked heavily as a teenager, so my parents see harm and what it did to him. I can't talk to them about the referendum without turning into a massive fight. They also think I only want to vote yes because I smoke weed. Any advice, please?
Watch the documentary on Monday night.
Sit down with your parents. It's on TV3. They'll take notice. You know, it's kind of a good thing about putting it on that mainstream forum like that. You know.
Yeah. And no fucking shit. Like I've been. You know, someone asked me the other day. You know, like what's it meant? You know, it's meant, okay, heaps of people offer me weed everywhere I go. You know, like having done the documentary, and that's been great. You know, enjoy that. That's awesome. But one of the things that really came through to me is the number of people, just like that person who's just texted, who said, thank you so much for doing that documentary because my olds looked at things differently. They looked at weed differently, you know, because we had a lot of the medical benefits and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been blown away because I'm not a stoner myself. You know, I smoke weed, obviously. You know, I'm not against it or anything. But I've been blown away by the number of people that have come up to me and just, you know, because it wasn't pro-weed, it was kind of in the middle. But even, you know, just people coming up saying the stigma, Paddy, and the stoner stigma and, you know, just giving the plant a fair go in a mainstream forum, thanks very much. That's what, you know, and it's kind of the Kiwi way. I mean, people just want a fair go. They just don't want, you know, to be sort of knocked down and boxed in and hard to have a conversation with your olds about something because it turns into a fight and all this sort of thing, And we've just got to give the plant a fair go. It's an awesome plant, you know, let's give it a fair go. And that's what the doco's about.
Yeah, I mean, we're finding out more and more about the receptors in the body as well. It's like it's a pretty full on, like how much it's in everyone. Everyone's kind of got a little bit of cannabis in them, just like DMT, by the
way.
Ron, you better freak out about that next.
and I can't give too much away about the documentary, but you know we'll show you know one high profile New Zealander in a particular kind of sector of society, aka rugby, that a whole lot of parents who don't know anything about anything. When it comes to weed, can start to see what CBD can do, and when it's someone coming out of the rugby world saying, hey, this stuff is the shit, you know, you can't get high off it, but it's good for me and my recovery. And that kind of thing. When people start to see, you know, when the rugby heads start saying weed, as in CBD, the CBD bit of it is good, you know, maybe a few of those people have been shut off of the whole thing will start to listen. I mean, it's sad that I have to talk like this, but sometimes you do need a rugby head endorsing something to get through to people that there are good things in that cannabis plant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the propaganda is so strong, you've got to, it's a lot to break down. You know?
Yeah, and if it is very common overseas from what you hear.
Yeah, basketball, so, heaps in basketball.
That's great. So it'd be good to have them, you know, that kind of commentary, you know, that happening this side of the referendum. So that's awesome to hear that you've got the
CBD is going over the counter right through the European Union, and so it should. There's nothing in it. It's a food product. In fact, you know, I've become a real convert to CBD.
Right.
Just through this weed documentary, I didn't really even know what it was before I started it. You know, I'm looking out the window of the office at the moment. There's, you know, shops down there where you can go and buy all sorts of crap off the shelf, multivitamins, et cetera, that actually, they're nowhere near as good for you as CBD. Do you know what I mean? You'd be much better off going and getting CBD. Better value for money, better for the consumer, better for your body, you know. But you can't. It's illegal. Why, honestly, no one in this country can explain to me why the fuck we can't buy CBD over the counter.
Yeah, it's mineral.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. They just announced...
It's guilty by association to THC, that's all it is.
A few days ago, they announced in Australia it's going over the counter there. So, maybe that will spur things on.
It's going over the counter in Australia, you know, and it's just got to happen here.
There's people making it here and selling it as well. Like, it's happening. You know, it's just like cannabis itself. It's happening already.
Yeah, and patients also being ripped off, though, because something that you can't feel, it's very easy to just go, or get the dosage completely wrong, or have THC in it when people don't want that. And there's a lot of reports of that, even among some of the imported products that are being prescribed. So that's one of the things about making that regulated and made here and properly done.
Yeah.
So, you know, the same applies to the adult use market as well.
I'm excited about, like, cannabis with just different levels of each and see where I'm happy, what I like to smoke, just amounts. Yeah. I have no idea what I'm smoking right now.
And even going back to the texter and what Patty was saying, you know, in terms of bringing it out of the shadows and letting people discuss it openly, and someone who is having problems, not only can they get, you know, better access to help, it's not like stigmatized and that, but there's more resources put in. For example, the taxes that have been calculated, right, off the adult use market, they're talking about Burl estimated in their report $650 million would be put into health and education around cannabis. This country spends a total of $150 million for all alcohol harm reduction. So that puts it into perspective, you know, so you'd actually get so much more.
So
you could
broken.
Not only pay for all the alcohol stuff, but all this other stuff as well. So. Mm.
Hey, Patty, documentary is coming at last. Is it the last edition of the documentary series, or do you think you'll do one post-referendum, just breaking down whatever the hell happened?
Well, I think, you know, if it's a yes vote, then, you know, that's another hour of the documentary as we look at what happens, you know what I mean? Mm. If it's a no vote... I mean, God,
just you know, a low-key riot.
I don't think, you know, we can't have sadly, we can't do a documentary about nothing's happening, you know, weed's still illegal, Māori is still getting locked up for no reason, there's no money going in to help people who are having problems with it because it's underground, I can't do a documentary talking about things that aren't happening, we're pissing away $1.5 billion in potential taxes and levies because... we decided to vote no. I mean, it would be, that's the documentary over, isn't it? It's kind of like what we missed out on. So, I would love it if we did legalise it for the sole reason that I could make another documentary, because in this documentary that you guys will see on Monday night, you know, there's only two other countries actually that have done this, and we talked to people in both of them, Uruguay and Canada. Obviously, you've had a whole lot of states in the US do it, but in terms of countries... we've really only got Canada and Uruguay that have got legalized recreational weed with a market. And unfortunately, we were planning to go to both of them in late March, early April this year. We had the tickets booked, we had the interviews lined up, and then, of course, COVID struck. Mm. But we've still used crews in both countries to talk to them. And in fact, we talked to... you guys will like what's going on in Uruguay. We talked to the president, Pepe is his nickname, Jose Marica, who he's the ex-president now, our presidente, he introduced it, into Uruguay. What they've got there is you buy it in the pharmacy, okay? Mm-hmm. It's very cheap, it's around 10 New Zealand dollars, but there's only two types of weed, alpha and beta. Okay, A and B. So,
did you say Baker?
So, you can just go in and buy, and alpha is an indica, and beta is a sativa. That's it, right? Mm. But it's legal. You go in, you buy it over the counter in the pharmacy, and you're away. And it's a highly regulated market.
Sounds tight.
Yeah, no, it's really tight. In fact, you know, they're sort of saying it's too tight.
Right.
You know, that people still, you know, there's still quite a big grey market there because it's a little bit too tight. But, hey, as the president said to us, you know, I said to him, why did you do this? And he said, well, you know, Einstein, he quoted Einstein, you know, that famous quote of Einstein, if you keep doing something, you know, over and over and over again, and you don't achieve anything, then it's wrong. You know, and that's what led him to do it. He said 60 years of drug suppression, and we got nowhere, so I decided to do something differently. And, you know, that's where they've gone. They've gone down the tight route, whereas Canada are down that North American, let's have everything out there, chuck the whole lot out there, dabs, gummies, all that kind of thing, treat it like wine.
Right.
And, you know, what I like about the New Zealand model is it sits in between those two. It's relatively tight. It's a starting point. You
there's
know,
room
we're not
to
going
move
whole
anyway,
hot. Yeah, there's room to move. You know, there's room to move, and it's not going to... I don't think if you bought it in, you're not going to tighten up. Over time, you'll loosen up. But that, if you think about it, that's a good way to make a... I know that you guys would like it to go the whole hog straight away, but if you think about it, you've got to move the whole country with you. I think starting relatively tight, but not too tight that you're still left with the black market, is pretty good, and that's why I like that New Zealand legislation.
Yeah, it's important for people to realise that we can amend.
The basics of the framework are right, in that this emphasis on social equity and who gets the licences and how the market generally operates, and the actual settings of like how many grams you buy or what your sign is allowed to say, you know, those sort of things I'm sure will change, and we'll have opportunity to do that if we vote yes. But of course, like you said, if we vote no, that's pretty depressing, right? And what an end to the year that would be, a pretty shitty fucking year, right? Just come on, that would be like pretty great, right? Give us something, right? Just think of the differences, right? This fork in the road. Yeah, Imagine the two New Zealands, you know? Like, wouldn't it be pretty cool to end 2020 voting yes to legalise cannabis?
100.
Well, what frustrates me about the no argument, and, you know, I am independent on this, you know,
you've got to be, mate. We understand.
Yeah. But what frustrates me about it is, okay, so here's the yes side, and there is a law there, and it does have a plan, and it's got people like you guys that are like, yes, we're going to amend the plan as we go along, but this is it. This no argument, they don't have a plan for the day after the election, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, we're going to vote no, and we're going to keep it illegal, and then when we all wake up on October the 18th, or it's a couple of weeks later, actually, when the vote comes in, and if it goes that way and weed's still illegal, this no side don't have a plan for, like I said before, the prosecutions around Māori, the money that we spend on enforcing this, the people that go to jail because they do, the people that go into the court system because they do.
It's a lack of compassion,
isn't it? We're just
going to
keep going to do this. So it's kind of like, if it's so bad, why don't you have a plan that you're going to spend $8 billion cracking down on it? What are you going to do? Just leave it like it is.
Had plenty of time to do that as well, and it hasn't happened. So.
Yeah, it does make you wonder. And given it's backed by a Church of Scientology and drug testing firms that would like to, no doubt, get a bit more drug testing going on, and all sorts of other interesting...
skewed shit.
Hey, speaking of testing, here's something that you guys will like in the documentary, actually.
Okay.
We test weed bought on the black market, and we test it at the ESR, the government laboratory.
Okay.
So we spent a long time getting them to agree to test weed from around New Zealand.
Wild weed, mint.
People don't know what it is, and all of the growers that we talked to were stoked when we said, hey, look, guys, actually, the ESR is going to test this stuff. You'll finally know how strong your own weed is.
Thing is, we grow good weed. We're fucking good at growing weed, man. I've been around the world. How did we stack up?
What did we get? Team New Zealand.
Well, that's, you're going to have to wait right till the end. We've gone and grabbed some. We've gone and grabbed some stuff off a few growers, and I wish I could take it. It could have taken 100 samples in there, to be honest. But we've taken a handful of samples in there, and it's good to see where it stacks up on the world scale in terms of strength. Where our weed, our market, it's our market weed, because the market's really decided the strength over time, not the measurement, but where that measurement kind of is, where the dial is of the market. I don't want to give too much away, but I reckon we've got the strongest weed New Zealand's ever seen, and I challenge the cops, and I challenge I challenge all weed growers in New Zealand. Well, it's not actually
challenge accepted. Brilliant.
You know, I believe we'll show the strongest weed New Zealand's ever seen on Monday night.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, Paddy, you're an absolute gem, mate. I implore everybody to tune in Monday night, TV3, 8:30, Paddy Gower on weed. Thanks so much, bro.
Yeah, hopefully I can come in for a chat.
On the other side.
Yeah,
man, absolutely. Yeah, you're more than welcome.
The other thing is I've got a weed debate coming up in prime time in 2.5 weeks as well on Wednesday night.
Okay,
so I won't be able to 420 with you, but we're going to have a whole lot of experts through. We're going to actually debate the issues in prime time as well. So there's a doco and a debate. So I'll be keen to come back to this 420 hour because after I came on it last year, I realised, talking to you, Big Hungry, that look, this guy knows the most of any person in the New Zealand media about weed.
Are you talking about Chris, though? Not me?
No, you.
I use Chris.
I mean, I use Chris. I know Chris knows. I sat with Chris at the big hooey that was
you
held
did. That's right.
2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. I sat with Chris at the big hooey that was held 2 or 3 years ago, where I started my journey on the plant. I didn't even know what 420 was when I was sitting with Chris that day.
That's awesome.
I didn't even know what CBD was.
Welcome
aboard.
You're
going to get stoned. But, you know, thank you, Chris. I'll give you a hug right now.
bless up, bro. We've got to let you go, and we'll see you when we see you, and just keep on keeping on, man. Right on.
All right. Cheers,
buddy. Yeah, okay. You guys rule. Later, guys.
Peace. Oh, Chris. Just a little
warm fuzzies at the end there.
Very nice, very nice. Obviously, we'll catch you next week, Chris, for another edition of Marijuana Media.
Before I go, wants a billboard
nice.
To put up for the referendum? We just got a whole lot printed, so we had a kind benefactor sponsor some billboards. So
brilliant.
Come and see us at the hemp store.
People with corners on major roads, please.
That would be cool.
Right on.
And there's big ones or little ones.
Sweet. And they just show up and go, look, I want a billboard at my thing, easy peasy.
Oh, we kind of want to plan where they're going, and we've got to kind of manage them so they can come down and that.
But
yeah,
come into
the hemp store and express your interest, and we will take it from there.
Okay, don't muck around on that one. Get in there.
Yeah, all right.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a